Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Kaveri Seed Company's Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Please note that the conference call will be recorded. Joining us today on this call, Mr. Mithun Chand, Executive Director. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. For a list of such considerations, please refer to the earnings presentation. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Mithun Chand. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome, everyone, to our Quarter 4 Financial Year 26 earnings conference call. We hope you have had a chance to review the presentation of our results, which is also available on our website. I will touch upon the operational financial performance of the company and then open the floor for Q&A session. Financial highlights. Revenue from operations was at 82.21 crore as compared to 76.95 crore in Quarter 4 25, grown by 6.84%. Net loss was at 25.65 crore as compared to 29.25 crore in Quarter 4 25. Revenue from operations was at 1,303.77 crore as compared to 1,121.57 crore in Financial Year 25, grown by 16.25%. EBITDA was at 349.75 crore as compared to 274.29 crore in Financial Year 25, grown by 8.34%. Net profit was at 283.26 crore as compared to 265.21 crore in 25, grown by 6.81%. Major highlights. Financial Year 26 was a strong year for the company, with revenue from operations growing by 16.25% to 1,303.77 crore, while PAT increased by 6.8% to 283.26 crore on account of delivering good growth rates across all non-cotton segments like rice, maize, and vegetables. Contribution from new cotton hybrids improved significantly, increasing from 10.3% to 30.05%, demonstrating strong acceptance of newly launched hybrids and strengthening of our future cotton portfolio. Expecting growth in cotton sales across North, Central, and South India driven by new hybrid products. Maize remained the key growth driver during 26, with volume growth of 18.84% and revenue growth of 40.17%, supported by improved acreage and stronger market demand. Hybrid rice revenues increased by 18.3% despite restrictions in Punjab, while selection rice increased by 2.58% and revenues grew by 9.76%. Hybrid rice growth is expected from key markets including Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, and Jharkhand. Export business delivered exceptional performance with approximately 90% growth during Financial Year 26, while Quarter 4 exports registered growth of nearly 76%, reflecting increasing acceptance in major international markets. Export business performance is expected to remain strong, expecting growth in rainy millet across Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh. The contribution of new products of volumes of cotton was up from 10.3% to 30.05%. Hybrid rice revenues increased by 18.3%. Selection rice volumes increased by 2.38% and revenue by 9.76%. Maize volumes increased by 8.84% and revenues increased by 40.17%. I would now open the floor for Q&A session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touch-tone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, to register for a question, please press star and one. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Your first question comes from the line of Siddhant Dand with Goodwill. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. My first question is regarding the inventory level. Last year, our inventory had a very abnormal jump of 38%, but sales grew by only 16%. This year also, we've had a 17% inventory growth over the last year level. So, is inventory expected to normalize to a certain level, or will we keep this extra buffer that we've started to create?
This year we have produced more because last year there were a lot of competition in terms of production areas. So we have produced more intentionally to keep some buffer stocks. That's the reason you are increasing a bit of higher inventory level. But it's not an issue for the company. Just strategically we have produced much to some extent. And this time to some extent even 5 to 7% yields were also higher. So that is also an impact what we see in what do we see in inventory levels.
Okay, a higher yield. Okay, that's a good to know. Any, just as usual, any update on BT3, BG3 trials?
As of now, nothing but just moving in a very slow pace, but nothing concrete as such. Once we get any update, we'll definitely let you know, but it's still moving in a very slow pace.
Okay. El Nino effect or something that we see on our sales anytime, or it's not really a thing?
It's too early to say because there's a lot of mixed opinion about the monsoon altogether. But in the last week or 3 or 4 days, we have seen pre-monsoon showers across most of the parts. So that's that may not be a right thing to judge, but as a seed business, we require initial 2 or 3 showers to sow the seed, so we may not have much impact, but the delay in the monsoon may impact the cropping pattern. But as we are there in most of the crops and we have a product mix company, so we might mitigate that risk. As of now, we don't see much of threat in that.
Are you expecting cotton to continue degrowing?
Cotton should grow this year. This year, the sentiment is also good across India. The cotton acreages are in the initial trend. We see the cotton acreages is also growing. And with the El Nino effect, even the sentiment for cotton is also good because it's a hardy crop. The sentiment is good and we see there will be an increase in the acreage and definitely we'll have an advantage in that. We'll be definitely growing in cotton as a whole.
Within that, expect new product to become, like, it went from 10 to 30. So, can it become 50% plus of our business?
And yeah, most of the growth what we anticipate this year should come from the new products. So, that we've already seen the initial trend last year. So, that will grow, that will continue to grow.
Will it have a similar margin or lower or something because of price cap?
This year, we may not be able to increase the prices like how we have increased last year. But the other than the production cost is also slightly lower than last year. So in that way, we will be able to maintain the margin. So slightly, maybe in a better way than last year because the other cost will come down.
Okay. Overall production costs are down from last year? Or
because the yields are higher, the production cost is slightly down.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Dhruv Saraf from Bowhead India Fund. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mithun sir. Sir, just wanted to understand on the balance sheet, sir. On the other current liabilities, we've seen a reduction from 600 crores of last year compared to 470 crores this year. So, sir, what does this pertain to? Is it due to lower customer advances that you've received?
Yes, if you see the advances such as from last year to this year, we have received 75 to 80 crores of lower advances.
Okay, so and what would be the reason?
That's the main impact of that.
Okay, and what would be the reason?
And even the trade payables are also lower compared to last
year. What would be the reason behind this lower advances, sir? Is it because of expectation of a poor season, for example?
Not really, but the sentiment of the farmers or the cash flow is a bit tight across the channels. And even we have not insisted more on advances because the margins are getting shrunk.
Okay, so margins would be at the farmer's end is what you're trying to say?
margins at the company level. If we take an advance, we need to give more incentives to them. So we are not encouraged taking more advance. I have not floated attractive schemes.
Okay, sir. Sir, in terms of the key crops for us, cotton, maize and rice, how do you see the channel inventory in the system for all three of them? And if you can touch upon the illegal penetration, especially in cotton for this year?
So as of now, nothing is there in the channel, but if you see in the company levels, because as a seed, nothing will be left in the channels. But most of the inventory will lie with the company or in the season with the channel. So the season is yet to begin. Those placements are slightly happening now in some areas. The inventory levels are pretty high in the system, especially with the companies. That's a challenge, but as the inventories are high, that's the reason I said that we may not be able to increase the prices as like what we did last year. But the branded products move more now.
Okay, so would it be the same, as you said, for all three crops? Or do you see any difference in, let's say, cotton versus others?
In all three crops, the inventories are high.
Okay, sir. So
I said that most of the yields are also good. So most of the channels are the inventory. Coming back to your second question regarding the illegal BT, in Gujarat, we don't see any rise in illegal BT. In Gujarat, it's still continuing as of now.
It's still continuing as of now. Okay, sir. All right. And so your expectation in terms of how FY27 could pan out, in terms of volume growth or revenue growth and margins?
Last time we have increased prices, that's the reason we have seen a lot of revenue growth. This time the majority of the contribution will be from the volume growth. We see the 15%+ of growth at the top line, and we might grow much higher than what we have projected, like 15%+ at the company level, where the contribution should be more than 20-odd%.
So volume growth in the good case can be 20-odd% is what you're saying?
Yeah, in overall the revenue should be in between the 15-20% growth, and cotton should beat the overall company in terms of the growth.
We may not
increase the prices, so the revenue growth will be in line with the volume growth.
Sure, sir. Understood. Thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Your next question comes from Amit Doshi with Care PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. So regarding inventories, obviously you said all the mix of all the three crops would be there, but for the cotton, especially since now the hybrid is contributing more, would we have more inventory of the old cotton seed, which ultimately would call for a write-off considering 2 to 3 years of shelf life?
So if you think the inventory compared to last year, the inventories are only up by 15-18%. So as we are anticipating more than 15% growth in this year, so we are in line with the inventory levels. But in terms of the write-offs, most of the inventory is a new production. So we may not worry about the write-offs, especially in cotton, the seed will last for 3 years. So the inventory what we have is hardly maybe maximum of 1.3 to 1.5 years, not more than that. So if anything is left out, we will use next year.
Okay. So you mentioned that this cotton seed is still continuing in the state of Gujarat. So despite that, our confidence is extremely high on the cotton sales. Is it just because of the price parity that we would have vis-a-vis illegal cotton, or anything else apart from
that? So we are not competing with illegal cotton at all. We are competing with the normal legal BT cotton across. If you can see, our new hybrids have contributed more even in last year. So those hybrids have performed well last year. So we are anticipating a growth in those hybrids. So that will contribute to the majority of revenue in cotton.
Okay. So now do you believe this, the overall reduction in last 4 years have come down of cotton from 45 to under 20. Now, of course, last year was an aberration. So what could be a next year likelihood?
So definitely from
30% odd contribution would be cotton.
So definitely when compared to, if you compare to last year, the contribution of cotton will be definitely higher this year as compared to last year, because we see a very good growth in cotton this year. That doesn't mean that we'll not grow in other crops. We'll also grow in other crops, but cotton will be growing much better than other crops.
Okay. We saw some announcement regarding the tax ruling which in favor of the company at the appellate level. Would you want to throw some sort of a management highlight in terms of what is the likelihood of past as well as future such tax liabilities or the obligation vis-a-vis the call of income tax?
Whenever we had any litigation or any with the tax authorities, they already intimated to the exchanges and to the investors. Because as we claim it as an agriculture income, it's not our company, it's across the industry where most of the companies claim it as an agriculture income. We are not the first or the only company who claim it. So there's a dispute, and across, if you see, not only to Kaveri, but across industry, you see all the seed companies have won against the tax department. So it's just a recognition of the income, and we have won at the commissioner appeals level. And in most of the cases, most of the companies have got many orders at ITAT and High Court. So even though there might be a litigation, we are not worried about it. That's what we were saying in the last years also. We had a litigation. We were pretty confident that the nature of the income is agriculture income, and that is all clear in most of the courts. So it's a matter of time. As of now, we don't have any other litigations as of now. If some litigation definitely comes in, definitely we'll know. As of now, we don't have any litigation.
Okay. Sir, anything update on the seed bill that was earlier last year proposed? Anything on that?
That should come this year, most probably. Any time. It's moving very actively. That should be out very soon.
Oh, okay. And sir, since last 2 years, obviously dividend has been maintained, but last year, we had done buyback as well. So this year, there is no announcement of dividend, additional dividend. Any thought process at how
to plan? So usually we give only one-time dividend, that is usually in the second or third quarter we see. We were regularly dividend paying. We have not changed our policy regarding dividend. Even though we don't have a policy, we are giving on the same time. But in terms of the buyback, last year we have not done, because we were pretty much sure that we are producing more we need to maintain for the inventory. That the money is stuck, and that's what you are seeing now. Once we realize this money by in the next 3 to 5 months, then we'll come back with that.
Okay. And the last question, sir, since now last year, of course, the cost of production, etc., were higher. Now you're saying that the cost of production is likely to be lower, on the other hand, price is not going to happen. So would you, like you said, that 15 to 20% growth should be there on the revenue level. On the margin front, over 24%, do you believe that we can cross going to reduction in cost of production?
As most of the other expenses are same or will be lower than last year, and slightly lower production cost compared to last year, that's where we see that the margin should go up this year compared to last year.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to register for a question, you may press star and then one now. Your next question comes from the line of Anurag Jain with an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My question is on the capital investments, capital expenditure. There is a capital work in progress of 99 crores at the standalone level and 129 crores at the consolidated level. What is the capex being undertaken by the company and its subsidiaries? What kind of facilities are being built?
Most of the facilities are office building or plant and machinery. Land, office building and plant and machinery, these are the most of the capex is there. Out of which only 30 odd crores is with one building which is going on, and some with acquisition of land and some with seed processing unit and the machinery.
And so the land purchase is basically for R&D land or for building
For R&D.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to everyone, you may press star and then one to ask a question. The next follow-up question comes from the line of Dhruv Saraf with Bowhead India Fund. Please go ahead.
Mithun sir, if I just look at the gross margins over the last 2-3 years, we've fallen from those peaks of 49% to roughly 49.5% to 47% today. So in FY28, sir, do you expect any gross margin expansion, or will the margin expansion purely be led because of operating leverage?
Even we see something gross margins level, because in the last 2-3 years, rightly said, rightly observed, the cost of production has gone up, and in the same ratio, we were not able to pass it on to the farmer. Now the cost of production is slightly lower, and the prices remain at the last year levels at least, if not higher. So we might increase the gross margin this year. So the addition in the bottom line should be across all gross and the operational levels.
Sir, I just wanted to specifically touch on maize. You had alluded to the fact in one of the earlier calls that maize inventory in the system is very high and compared to previous years. And given, sir, this is an El Nino year, maize has competing crops like soybean and pulses, which are expected to do well. Do you see very high pricing pressure in maize for the coming kharif season?
So as of now, the sentiment is not that great for maize. Last year, the yields are very much higher. I'm talking just about the kharif part. Because the yields are good, the sentiment is good. One is because of El Nino, there's a mixed opinion about El Nino. And the other thing is that there's some sort of a shortfall in terms of the fertilizers in the market. That's also impacting to some extent, but it is too early to talk about that. So that's the reason we just see a sideways in the kharif part, but second Ravi, we see a very positive thing for me. And for the company as such, even in Kharif, we will be growing because we are targeting some other pockets where we are not strong. We have very good average in those segments. We will be growing even in this particular tough conditions.
Okay, sir. You had a lot of success with your new products in maize over the last 2-3 years. Is there any major new product launches that you are doing this year, or have you done last year which could start contributing to revenues?
That's a continuous activity what we do, but in the last 2-3 years what we have done, those will be a major contributor for this year and for the next year.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question comes from Anurag Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, till now, Kaveri Seed was using the Kaveri brand in the market. Now, you have started using one of the subsidiaries, the Aditya brand also. So, when you are looking at the market, how are you dividing the market segment between the Kaveri brand and Aditya brand? Are they targeting different segments, or they are competing with each other also?
So in terms of the company level, it's 100% subsidiary of Kaveri. But the products what we sell in Kaveri and Aditya are altogether different. We have another subsidiary by name Genomics also. All three companies sell different products. Because as we have good R&D and we are having many new hybrids, which are like V2 and in different segments. As a company, we may not be focusing on most of the hybrids. So those hybrids we give it to. For marketing, we give it to Aditya and Genomics. In most of the cases, they compete also among themselves. But as a team, as they have a hybrid, they all operate independently. They are nothing related to each other.
And
the main product is in Kaveri, and something like V2 will go to those products.
Oh. Alright, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, this concludes our question and answer session. Thank you for joining the call. For any other information, please be in touch with Rama Naidu from Intellect PR on 9920209623. On behalf of Kaveri Seed Company Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you everyone for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.